through the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear Shia Muslims, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on 40th day of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
Today is 40th day of martyrdom anniversary of Shia's third Imam, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. So please accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
Where are you from?
From America.
How many days are you watching?
2.5 days.
How was it?
It's amazing. It feels like home. I wish I could live here and do this every day.
It was really great experience. Ziyarat in one side and walking was another experience by itself. It's a spiritual journey. It's the expression of love. And when you have love, it's hard. Physical discomfort doesn't matter at that time.
I really liked it. It was a really good experience. It's really amazing to see how Imam Hussein brought everyone together.
Why don't have any shoes?
Because of the pain they went through. It's not anything compared to that. So.
Because that's how I express my devotion to Imam Hussein. I think in itself, the love of Imam Hussein is attracting millions of people here, and so this is going to keep increasing. As our Imam is going to have a zuhur in our lifetime, I believe that. And this is a revolution throughout the world that you see in few months. We have seen in Egypt, we have seen in Tunisia, we have seen in Bahrain, and in America too, people are changing. I started recently wearing hijab, and it's beyond, people respect me more for that.
Today, Wednesday, is the 20th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For this part, we listen to Chapter An-Nisa, verse 59.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا.
O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger, if you should believe in Allah and the Last Day. That is the best way and best in result.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
All the Shi'ite commentators have the same attitude on this matter, that the purpose of the phrase Ulul Amr mentioned in this verse is the immaculate imams to whom the physical and spiritual leadership of the Islamic society have been given by Allah and His Apostle. Of course, under some conditions, the obedience of those who are appointed to a rank of charge, a position in the society, is necessary. This obedience is not for that they themselves are those charged with authority, but for that they are agents of those charged with authority.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
40 in Islamic culture is the topic of this episode. 40 every year is a day of mourning for the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and pilgrims of Imam al-Husayn in Karbala. In this regard, Imam Sajjad, Shia's fourth Imam, says, "Whoever wants to be near his prophet, Ali, peace be upon him, and Fatima, peace be upon her, should not leave Imam al-Husayn's pilgrimage." But it is interesting to know that mourning on the 40th day of martyrdom is only for Imam al-Husayn and for the death of the prophet and the martyrdom of none of the Imams from his generation and other divine saints. Holding such an important ceremony is not recommended. Therefore, without a doubt, there is a special wisdom and expediency in this passionate ceremony. One of the most important reasons is the fateful and divine uprising of Imam al-Husayn in order to revive Islam and expose the crimes and corruption of the Umayyad government. Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on 40, 40th day of Imam al-Husayn's martyrdom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about one of the significant religious events in the Islam world, which is called Arba'een. The next point with regard to the social aspect of Arba'een that I like to refer to is volunteerism. Many individuals and organizations volunteer their time and resources to support the pilgrims during Arba'een. They provide medical assistance, distribute free meal, offer transportation, as I said, transportation services, and ensure the smooth flow of the pilgrimage. The next point with regard to the social aspect of Arba'een is emotional connections. Arba'een holds deep emotional significance for participants. It is a time for mourning and remembrance of Imam Hussein's sacrifice, which evokes strong emotions of grief and sympathy and empathy among the pilgrims. This shared emotional experience strengthens the sense of community. The next point with regard to the social aspects of Arba'een is symbolic gestures. Pilgrims often carry flags, banners, and symbols representing their devotion to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, and their respective communities. These symbols serve as a visual representation of unity and identity.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
40 March, most magnificent religious gathering in the world. This is the title of this part of today's special. In the 40 March, people of different colors, races, nationalities, and even other religions stand next to each other on a path to pay their respect to Hussein. This tendency should be sought in the character of Imam al-Hussein and his unique sacrifice for the cause of truth. Since the logic of Imam al-Hussein is the logic of defending the truth and standing up against oppression, misguidance, and arrogance, it has taken a place in the hearts of different nations of the world. Today, when the nations and especially the youth of the world are thirsty and need the spirituality and logic of Hussein, they come to him to better get a glimpse of Hussein's uprising in terms of knowledge and logic and introduce it to the world. Imam al-Hussein is not only for Shias, but belongs to all Islamic religions, both Shia and Sunni, and belongs to all humanity across the world. This episode of today's special is about Arba'in. We listen to Ayatollah Khamenei's speech on Arba'in. The Islamic Republic of Iran's leader says, "What we are told about the dear Iraqi brothers' behavior on the way to Karbala, such things are unprecedented in today's world. The Arba'in walk is unprecedented in history. Such is your generous behavior in the true sense of the word. You have shown Islamic generosity and the Arabs' generosity through your conduct and your actions. All of this originates from love for the master of the martyrs, peace be upon him, love for Hussein ibn Ali. You do these things because you greatly love Imam al-Hussein. You wash the feet of the pilgrims walking to Hussein, and you help their bodies when they have become extremely fatigued. You message them, feed them, and provide them with places to sleep because they are the pilgrims of Hussein, peace be upon him. This love for Hussein ibn Ali is an extraordinary matter. We do not know of similar events anywhere else in the world or at any other time in the world."
Why did the Almighty God create us? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ. Allah did not create me to work. Allah did not create me to do anything except to worship Him. Anything that falls in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reason for my creation. And anything that's not in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's something that's keeping me away from the purpose of my creation. Yes, if my business and my family life is within the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's proper, it's moral and ethical, then that is a type of worship. If not, then I am not serving the purpose behind my creation. Allah created us, my dear brothers and sisters, to worship Him. When you go on a ziyarah like that, You remind yourself of the values for which Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed his life. And that in itself is one of the greatest acts of worship. Do you find people saying the same thing about Hajj? Do you know how many hadiths we have that it's so recommended to walk to the Hajj? Great servants of Allah would spend weeks walking to the Hajj. Haven't you heard that Imams Hassan and Hussein, they would spend 20 years of their lives walking from Medina to Mecca? It's a very long journey. That's 400 kilometers. It would take days, sometimes 2 weeks, in order to make that journey. Was that a waste of time? Sayyid Shabab Ahl al-Jannah, the master of the youth of paradise, is going to waste his time. But the Imam realized that with every step he's worshipping Allah. Because he's going to Baytullah al-Haram, he's going to the Kaaba, to the Umrah, to the Hajj, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is a symbol who takes us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorifying him is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorifying his ziyarah is glorifying everything that has to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the peak of ibadah. There's nothing that you would waste about that, my dear brothers and sisters.
Dear brothers and sisters, please keep us in your dua and supplication. We pray Allah for success of every Muslims in this world. Thank you very much for your time and fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.